Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And Mary, I hear some energy from you over there.
You guys, I got a new summer schedule. I stay up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning doing God knows what, nothing productive. And then I wake up at like 9:30, and I love it.
Very jealous.
I was like going to post, I'm trying to be more helpful. And I was like, oh, Courtney, I'll post something in the morning. I got a post. And then she texts at like 9. I was like, I'm just going to post something. And at like 9:30, I'm like, oh, sorry, I just woke up. She's like, I have nothing to say to that.
I was like, because I'm just jealous, man. I can admit, I am just straight up jealous.
You can become a teacher, girl. It's like, you know, this is the fruit of your labor. Like, you know, you don't get paid a lot, but you get a good amount of time off.
Yeah, I'm still going to pass on that, but I do appreciate all that you teachers do, because obviously with this time of COVID, I think all parents have realized how important you guys are. So thanks for your hard work, but I'll just be jealous of your summers, but not necessarily jealous of your job. Does that work?
That works. Okay. What if Stassi's baby girl was in my class one day?
Oh, you mean Jax's future wife?
Ew!
If he can't have his mom, her mom.
I'll never forget when Shep said, like, oh, he was going to date Kenzie one day. Like, oh, to God. Catherine. Like, I mean, obviously a joke, but I'm like,
Okay, so Stassi posted. So this past weekend, they were, like, on a road trip. Right, and they're just, like, and she her quote unquote return to social media after like 1 week, honestly, it was like 4 or 5 days, was a picture of her and Beau. And I just found it interesting because I feel like her PR. I think there's a lot of casuals that don't necessarily understand everything that's happened, and you know they're. You know, they just think, oh, Stassi got fired for something for so long ago and blah, 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 and whatever, right? So she still has, like, a complete fan base. And then she's got crazy Stassi stans who are, like, making, like, accounts for her of, like, stand up and support Stassi. Like, Instagram accounts. It's very strange. And then she posted on Monday about her, they're having a baby girl with the outfit of the day, which is interesting because a lot of people were thinking that she would post on the actual OOTD day that she came up with, which is next Monday.
Oh. Okay, for me, so if they're saying that she is first week of January, she's about 12 weeks.
Yeah, I think your timing was totally right last week when you mentioned.
And you guys, I don't think that belly is big at all. Like, she was pushing out her stomach. She ate a burrito and then she pushed out her stomach. She does not have a belly yet, okay? I just know it. I just know it, and I just felt like that was, like, false news. I'm like, you're 12 weeks. Hence, I've never been pregnant. I already look like I'm pregnant. But I just feel like that was not her a real baby bump.
Listen, when I was doing my egg freezing, I looked like I was 6 months pregnant, and I was only shooting hormones into my body for 10 days. So, like, I think it just depends on your body type.
Okay. Okay, I was fine.
However, I mean, I never thought she was, like, lying about being pregnant. I just thought the announcement was, like, early because it was detracting attention from what happened. Like, I don't think she got pregnant on purpose in order to, like, do this, whatever. It just seems to me that it's, like, again, I just want someone to say, I'm sorry for being an asshole. Like, that was wrong, you know? And it's, like, I think if she had released more – now, granted, I think she's
now,
also
in a how damned – How do you want her to do this? Now, do you want it to be an Instagram live? Do you want it to – I mean, she doesn't have a podcast anymore. How do you want her to do that?
Yeah, I think she should do some sort of video, and it should be, like, a heartfelt video. Like, I'm sorry. And maybe she doesn't even have to. You could still do, like, just a caption quote, like, and say, like, I fucked up. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I shouldn't have done that. Like, honestly,
She did do that.
But hers was a very manufactured. What I mean is, like, in the sense of, like, you've been fired. Like, all these things have happened since that you should be, like, I think if you were to say, like, I really messed up. Like, look at what it's costing my career. Like, I can literally only go up from here. You know, I hope in time that people forgive me for what I did. I hope in time Faith forgives me for what I did. You know, I tried to reach out to her. I got denied, and maybe it looked like it was fake. I promise you I was trying to come from a genuine place. Like, all these things that – and then at that point, I feel like then she's really damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. But she can, like, move on from it. Like, she hasn't mentioned anything about being fired, about all, like, the implications that have come from it. Like, she literally has lost all of her sponsorship stuff. Do I think sponsors are still going to come up to her and give her baby stuff? Sure. But I think if she had done that – then started posting things about, like, I'm moving on with my life, whatnot, that it would be better. What do you think she should – or do you think that is she's just, like, I'm moving on?
Okay, this is my thing. It does feel like she's very much not addressing the elephant in the room, that, like, she's not breaking that – the almost, like, the fourth wall and the fact, like, I am fired from Vanderpump Rules. I do think she needs to acknowledge that, like – I'm so sad that my actions affected another person's for their whole life, the rest of their life. Right. Like, you know, really take ownership, and then I can move forward. Yeah. I mean, also, we obviously did not post her baby picture, her baby girl picture, because we just didn't want to condone this behavior.
Well, we posted – so I posted when she, like, came back online, right, with that picture of Beau. And I basically was like, this is just, like, an interesting return because I felt like, again, it wasn't – and then people were like, why are you even giving her attention? I'm like, okay, you know, if the amount of DMs we got of this picture compared to like the amount, you know, it's like we're just here reporting the news and like what's going on. And I very much just felt like,
you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
And I also think part of Stassi's like whole PR thing is she should be taking a break. Like,
you guys, know, people are very happy for them. They have 800,000 likes on that.
I think that's like one of her most popular posts, which is crazy.
It has to be. I mean,
how many comments?
46,000.
Damn.
I don't know if any of them are mean, though.
I mean,
I'm not going to read all 46 to see if they're mean, but.
Wow. We wish. Just take a break. I'll just go ahead and talk for an hour and a half while you read.
Tonight at 2 a.m., that's what I'll be doing, kids.
I mean, it's just more like take a break from social media. Like, the news cycle has not spit you out yet. Like, just you need to just like take a break and like worry about yourself. Like, you're pregnant. That is a joy in itself. Like, there are people who try to get pregnant. Like, it is so great that that is what's going on in your life. But like, take the time to enjoy it and not worry about like what people think. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being ridiculous.
Kristen also posted it.
So clearly they're friends. Thanks to hitting rock bottom for the both of them, it's let them climb up together.
Any other Vanderpump Rules news this week?
Well, it was funny because a juror posted in the group too. It was like, how funny that Stassi posts that picture, then an hour later Jax has to post the dogs, and like the dogs are wearing an outfit that says like, I love my mommy. So it's like, Jax can just not, it's like, fire Jax. Fire him. Like, I feel like Bravo's really waiting for it to go away. Get rid of him. He's horrible.
I am very curious what is going to happen. I'm very curious about when production is going to be starting. Because, like, for instance, it seems like Southern Charm could start filming because Charleston's open.
I think Dallas is filming, like their places are, but California has some different laws. So like production is just kind of starting to ramp up again. But again, all it takes is one case.
I did hear that in Salt Lake City, they recently changed production companies and they're going with the production company that does all Real Housewives of New York. So I'm worried because I feel like they might have filmed a lot. And it wasn't done by the right people. I thought the season was
already filmed. You think? Interesting. I mean, it could be.
I hope
there's also a lot of drama that's happening with Salt. There was like all that drama too with like supposed housewife like Jen Shaw going against the whole cast. So maybe they're doing like a complete reshoot too. Who knows? I don't know. Also, but in Vanderpump News, Vanderpump Rules news as well, as Sandoval is back in St. Louis, and he is trying to raise money for the local bars that have been shut down.
He's like literally a little sweetheart.
Yeah, can we all love him?
And it's Ariana's birthday today.
Oh wow, Mary stalker much?
Happy birthday, Ariana!
It was Portia's birthday yesterday from Real Housewives of Atlanta, which, guys, we're going to be watching for next week. That is your homework. So we're going to basically – we're kind of taking the week off, but we're going to record it before, so you'll have an episode for next week of Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 1, Episode 1, which means that we get Lisa Wu back. We get
– Kim Zolciak.
Nene. Deshaun. Was that what her name was? I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. I'm very excited. Yeah,
that's your homework.
Sheree, yes.
Do in Atlanta. And it's going to be fun. And since, because it's like 4th of July week and we still don't have any new episodes. So maybe we'll release it on Wednesday for people maybe that are traveling.
We'll see. Yeah. But so let's talk about, so it's while we're still in Housewives land. So Leah today posted a story. Ooh. And I got a DM from you saying, please watch Leah's story immediately.
It was basically, so Avery and Ramona have returned from Florida. They, you know, they went there the whole time. They have come back to New York City and they are just out and about in the cities. Avery's doing her steps. Avery lost her ear pod today and someone opened up a drain for her to get it out. She's out to restaurants, all this stuff. She looks like she's having a great time. But Leah's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, we have been in New York the entire time. We did not escape to Florida. And you're going to bring back the corona for all of us to have. You're not quarantining. I mean, I'm kind of on Leah's side.
Yes, I'm on Leah's side because I think, like, it's be smart, do whatever. However, I also, there's something about Leah.
Her execution.
I'm scared of her.
She also was like, some of my castmates went to Florida, which is like everyone knows who that was.
But honestly, it could have been anyone. It could have been Luann. It could have been Tinsley. A lot of people, they spend a lot of time in Florida.
No, but it's Ramona.
I know.
And it's almost like I feel like Avery and Leah, there's going to be a blowout.
Right. Like I feel
they've
like
already started one.
Like, it's a little scary to me because, like, Leah, she's just, like, I feel like if she had one sip of alcohol and saw them out, like, she'd go after them.
I feel like she's not drinking right now. I have a feeling.
Okay. I mean, for the best, do whatever you need to do. I'm not drinking in this quarantine. I wish I was. I save her, like, one day a month. It's very sad.
That is super sad.
I know.
I haven't had a drink since Sunday.
Great.
3 days.
I mean, I had one on Saturday.
Whoa.
SF.
Wait.
What kind of siren is that?
I don't know. Hold on.
I love that this is like breaking news right now. Mary's like on the case. She's going to MKEPI this.
I was looking out the window. I saw nothing. The homeless problem has gotten really bad up here, though. Like, even worse than it was. It is tent cities everywhere. It is insanely bad.
Yeah. Speaking of MKEPI, if you guys want to see, if you're feeling like, maybe I want to feel a little sick, go over to Jim Edmonds' IG because he did, it's so gross. He basically shit-talked Megan in an IG caption while praising his new girlfriend. And I'm like, this is why your kids will be fucked up in the head, because you put it out there for them to read.
Is it still up? It literally said he was in a loveless, abusive relationship.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. If
there's no way that's still up.
It's still here.
Oh, God.
Would you like me to read it to you?
Yeah. But wait, really quickly, I would like to know. So they all live in St. Louis. Then she just like flies to see her boyfriend in Salt Lake City.
Megan does?
Maybe did this new girlfriend move in? I feel like she lived in California.
Well, I think Jim is, I think he's partially in Orange County too, because her IG, oh, never mind, that's a stupid comment though. I was going to say her IG is at Courtney OC, but her last name's O'Connor, so could be the OC for that.
She also, guys, MLB starting July 23rd or July 24th, 60 game season.
And that is your ESPN breaking news.
I like baseball. Baseball is my most fun sport to watch because you can just talk the whole time. Mm-hmm. You don't really have to concentrate.
If you want another ESPN breaking news, the MLS season is a World Cup tournament style, and that starts July 8th, Mary.
Oh, I didn't know that. Don't follow.
Anyways, back to this. So let's talk about Jim Edmonds. Okay. If it wasn't for this girl, I don't think I would be here right now. She showed up in my life just as at the right time. Amazing that her taking a chance on a plus one weekend to Mexico pulled me out of my hole and changed my life forever. I was in such a dark place, one that I didn't think could happen to me. I was going through hell, ending a loveless and abusive relationship. The lies and accusations that followed the breakup only put me deeper into a funk. Along came this beautiful woman by chance, who lit up my world.
Hold on, I'm so sorry. It's coming by.
Okay. Should we listen?
Do you not hear it?
No, I mean, I hear
it.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, so along came this beautiful woman by chance who lit up my world and brought me back to life. I'm very grateful for my amazing friends, children, and this amazing woman for making me a better person and father. Hashtag real life.
How many children does he have? He has three with Megan. He has Haley. I think he has two other boys. He has at least six kids.
Well, seven if you count his new girlfriend. Oh.
Oh, I went there and I said it.
There's no way she's older than 27. I'm sure she's a lovely girl.
Happy for them. Happy for them.
Oh, wait. The Hyatt, wait. The one of the first comments, if you look at it, someone comments, she looks younger than your daughter. And he responds, good for her.
What?
Oh, God. He's just slimy, skeezy.
Oh, man. And then someone else was like, by chance meeting, she's a threesome girl. You know, the threesome you asked your wife to partake to take part in while married, who happened to be your wife's friend. How is this by chance? Just curious. And he responded, that's where you have it wrong.
It's like, why would you even respond? Why would you post that? Turn off the comments, Jimmy.
Jimmy. You know what? I don't know if you've heard, but baseball's coming back, Jimmy. So why don't you get ready to go broadcast in the booth?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, should we talk Top Chef winner? Because
you guys, this really ticked me off. I texted Courtney and I said, it was Monday. It fucking premiered on or ended on Thursday. So you had all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. It was a fucking weekend. I'm sorry. Monday, I posted, like, and I wrote, spoiler alert, Melissa, whatever, won. The hate I received. I was like, are you kidding? Like, Bravo TV posted it. Melissa, Padma, like, Gail. Come on. Like,
and nobody commented on their photos, spoiler alert, how freaking dare you. And that just goes to show you guys do not have the same respect for Padma that and us, okay? We get it. We're on a different level than Padma.
Courtney typically handles the Instagram, and, you know, I'm trying to do a little bit more, and it just, when things like that happen, it just puts me down, and I don't want to do anything.
So you guys are stuck with me. Someone today on our stories was like, oh my God, Summer Mary, you're so funny. I'm like, so am I. But Brian, again, he got second place again.
I think we kind of talked about this last week. I thought Melissa was going to win.
Yeah.
And I think she deserved it. I think she has, like, a better technique, and she's just so graceful, and I just it was such a lovely season.
You can buy her sauce on her website, and it sold out within 2 minutes. It sold out.
Yeah.
Like,
In the Sunset. She lives in my neighborhood. Oh,
no, Mary?
Yeah, I know.
Start patrolling the streets. You have literally nothing to do till 2 a.m. every day. Just told us. So please.
I actually, my friend Chelsea took a cooking class from her over Zoom.
What are you doing? Get out there.
I think Melissa dated one of her friends.
So you even have a
connection? I have a connection. I got a connection. God, okay.
Summer goal, Mary. Summer goal.
Maybe she could come over to my house and cook for me. And
no, there's still a pandemic. She's not allowed over. You can have a Zoom call, but I think you just need to make friends.
But I want her to cook for me.
Okay.
Like, I would maybe she could make something and leave it at my doorstep.
There. You got to
establish. And I'd pay her.
So basically you're saying Postmates.
Postmates by Top Chef Melissa.
I love it. I really think you should do it. Okay. Also, guys, very, like, bleh.
Oh, no. What?
So, Ansel Elgort is gross.
Why? What happened?
Well, so a girl came forward.
Oh, no.
And said that she was assaulted by him.
Ew.
And then he decided to come back. And I'm like, fire your PR team, because you're horrible. But basically was like, well, no, that didn't happen. We are basically dating, and then I ghosted her, and that's why she's retaliating.
Wait, I've heard of a new thing. It's called submarining. Have you heard of this?
Submarining?
Yes. It's when you ghost someone, but then, like, 3 months later or something, you text them, like, hey, what's up, or something like that, and, like, trying to hook up.
They should call it whaling, like you're coming up for a breath.
No, but it's like a submarine, like
you're
skipping the surface.
Like, yeah. You try to hook up with the person.
Uh-huh. I think that's called Mercury in retrograde, and it's any ex I've ever had in my life. I'm like, oh.
Sorry, you guys. Wow. Our technology is great today. Sirens, Apple Watches.
Sorry. I mean, this is a good transition into, like, what I'm watching and what you're watching and what we're doing. I'm into audiobooks. Mm-hmm. So I started Born a Crime by Trevor Noah this, like, 2 days ago. I'm almost done with it. I'm obsessed with him. I just kind of need to date him, and that's never gonna happen, and that's okay, but it's just a really interesting read because he grew up in South Africa and he experienced like apartheid and all this stuff, and so I find it a really interesting book, and plus, like, when someone reads to you with a South African accent, I'm just like,
mm-hmm. Oh, that's sexy. Yeah. Does it sound like Joao?
No, from Below Deck? He's from Zimbabwe. I don't know if you remember him telling us all the time he was from Zimbabwe.
I thought like they were all from
I think Wiz was from South Africa, but like he'll say like McDonald's. Like I have a bunch of my friends from growing up that were all from South Africa, and they'd be like, "Have you been to a monkey's wedding in McDonald's?" And I'm like, "I don't know what you guys just said, but your accents are great." But I'm listening to that. I also binged over the weekend Love Victor, which you guys, you have to watch Love Victor. It's like a TV show version of Love Simon.
Oh, okay.
But it's just so good, and it's so sweet, and it was supposed to be on Disney Plus originally, and then they moved it to Hulu, but it's like every episode like made me like smile, or like it just was like so heartfelt.
It was sweet.
Yeah, it was very sweet. So I recommend that. And then also, I meant to tell you guys last week, but I spent $20 renting King of Staten Island because I'm obsessed with Pete Davidson, and it was $20 well spent.
I feel like Maybe we just talked about this.
Maybe.
Not
to the people. Maybe. I just really enjoyed it. I thought if you're a fan of Judd Apatow, like everyone's like, oh, this is like 20 to 30 minutes too long. I'm like, I guess you're not a Judd fan. They're always too long. But if you like the actors, it's great. And I just really like Pete Davidson. And I told all my coworkers, I was like, you guys got to watch this. And like, I wasn't going to, but for somehow you've really sold me on it.
What did they think?
Well, nobody's reported back yet. Well, I think they're waiting to not spend the $20, but they're like, when I don't have to spend $20, I'm sure. In.
Oh, I'm all about buying a movie.
How do you feel about Hamilton? I haven't seen Hamilton before, and it's coming on Disney Plus July 3rd next week.
I cannot wait. I will be watching that. Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to see it in May, and then obviously like Broadway's been canceled. Not Broadway, but it was in LA, but you know, the shows have been canceled. So this is my next best thing.
I can already tell you I have a feeling I'm not going to be super into it, even though I love a musical.
I love Mamma Mia. I love Mamma Mia.
You love Mamma Mia? You literally have never mentioned that.
Wait, you guys, there's like a Mamma Mia suite.
Yes!
It's happening!
They think with all new ABBA songs.
I know. I'm so excited. You guys, check me out in Golden Gate Park. I ride my bike with Mamma Mia blasting out the speaker.
Oh, like not even in your ears. You make everybody listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because that's dangerous when you're a bicyclist. You don't want to have headphones in. You know, I'm about protecting myself.
Rules of the road. And spreading from Summer Mary and her biker gang.
Spreading joy. People like it. They like it when you bike by. They're like, yeah, Mamma Mia. ABBA. They like it, I swear. Okay, something I am watching that I think there was only two episodes out so far. It's called LOL. It's called Last One Laughing, and it's with Rebel Wilson, and it's out of Australia. And
okay.
I think it was
Give us the premise.
I think it was on Amazon Prime. Basically, they put all these comedians, these Australian comedians, in like a room for 6 mm-hmm. hours, and they all try to make each other laugh, and if you laugh, you're out of the game.
It's kind of
funny.
Really
it's kind of funny. Like they're like
last one laughing. I'm right. I'm literally.
It's called LOL. I'm pretty sure it's Amazon, and Rebel Wilson's the host, and it's all these Australian comedians. I think some of them are kind of maybe a big deal in Australia, but like one that
is it Chris Hemsworth or any of the Hemsworth brothers?
No.
Dang it.
But like this one guy, he puts on a jacket, and his jacket, he has penises all over the jacket, and like he's putting them in his mouth, and he's like dancing around with it, and like literally everyone is just like
holding back their laughter and smiles. And then basically you get one warning and then,
okay. So you're let to laugh once.
One warning. And then the second time you like crack our laugh, you're out of the game. So it was kind of, it's like definitely like,
I think it's like, you don't have to pay attention, right? Like, it's like one of those, like,
and it's also shows. Like, you know, like,
and you're right. It is on Amazon Prime.
And it's what is that called? Like when you're the comedy, when you're
like deadpan.
No, like moving comedy or like
physical comedy.
Yes.
Like Chris Farley or Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Like physical and just like, they're just trying to do anything. It's very, ad lib, like, they're, yeah, I mean, they're kind of, yeah, it's, a, I, wow, I can't use my word.
No, you're into it. You sold me on the show. I'm actually excited about it. I might watch it after this. Since
there was only two episodes so far, I think. I got to check back. Yeah, but I like
two episodes. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So off of that, too, if you want another show that's not doesn't seem as good, but is like mindless, there's this Netflix show that's called The Floor is Lava.
Oh.
It is so stupid.
Michael told me about this.
It is so dumb, but it's literally people trying to get through an obstacle course where the floor is
lava.
Legitimately, well, like, not lava, but yeah, wait. red food colored dyed water.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I heard about that one as well.
I was like, oh, this is good after like a glass of wine, maybe four.
Summer shows are always kind of funny because they're just kind of like random game shows. Like, I like ended up on this game show the other day, like with Meredith Vieira was like the host.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
It wasn't that though. And then I ended up on this other, I don't know what.
There's also this one, and for those who remember The Real World, The Miz, he's hosting like a Wipeout type show on USA, because now I'm watching USA because of Betty Broderick, the Dirty John series.
Yeah, that's been so well. And so I want to know more about The Real Betty.
Mm-hmm. Well, so there's another, I think we talked about this, but there's another version of it from like the 80s or something, or 80, no, maybe 90s, that it was like a Meredith Baxter, I want to say, plays Betty, but it was like a really good one too. So I think after I finish this series, I'm dying to know what happens.
You guys, there's also like some unsolved mysteries coming out.
Oh, yeah. Mary texts me. She goes, Courtney, 6 parts, unsolved mystery. Can't. She's like, thoughts? I'm like, enjoy.
I was thinking.
I know what you're trying to do.
I was like, well, these are going to be more on a hiatus, and we can watch those, a murder mystery.
Unless it's a Bravo star that something's happened to. Maybe it's an unsolved mystery about the Bravo stars that we're missing these days.
But you like this Betty Broderick thing.
Yeah. I like Amanda Peet and Christian Slater. Like, I don't really care to watch the real thing.
Oh, I would much rather watch the Dateline. I'd watch the Dateline, and then I want to watch the USA version.
Oh, okay. I'm sure there's a Dateline coming if it hasn't already.
Yeah, a 2020.
Something like that. Yeah, that doesn't get me going as much. I like trash because I'm a trash human.
Okay. Let's talk a little Below Deck.
Yeah, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with Below Deck.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Okay, so can we please talk about this DM we received?
Oh, my. Sandy herself DM'd us today, and actually it's really funny because it like went into the trash.
No, it was like the ones that we've just never like talked to. Like if you've never sent us a DM or whatever, it'll go into like a requested folder. So it just was like kind of funny because I like saw this like verified account that's like sent us a message, and I was like, what the hell?
So tell the post that you posted on Monday.
Okay. So I posted on Tuesday. I posted a picture of Bugsy, and
even,
I said,
even though I was supposed to,
that's but I was okay. Sleeping. You know what? Teamwork makes the dream work. And I said, conspiracy theory. Bugsy was literally like the paraphrasing, but Bugsy was basically taking the position as second stew because they knew that Captain Sandy was going to fire Hannah or something like that. Well, then we receive a DM today from Sandy,
from Captain Sandy herself.
At Captain Sandra Yawn, which is just, okay. Hi, I'm sure you know that this is TV and I do not choose the cast. There are casting calls all over social media. It's okay if you want to stir the pot. Also, this is a real job, and as a woman, it was not easy to make my way to the bridge. I wish you well.
So,
huh?
So, okay.
The Britney Spears toxic, huh? Or chaotic. We also need to talk about Britney Spears, but that'll be after.
Okay. But also, so then I'm like, we're just like giggling. And I'm like, okay, what should we write back? And Courtney's like, oh, I got something. And I'm like, oh, God.
And so I wrote back.
Go ahead.
Hi there. So Bugsy applied for this season through a casting call? Did they know that Lara wouldn't be working out? Thanks for the info.
No response.
Real questions, though. Like, let's break down this DM. One, thin-skinned, right? And, like, from a quote, I'm like, she's clearly never listened to the podcast, because if she has, we probably have gotten a DM much sooner, right? Two, the show is scripted? What? No. And then, like, a casting call? Like, obviously, there's a casting call, like, but you're telling me that Bugsy applied and they went through all these, like, CVs and they were like, oh, Bugsy, that sounds like a good person. She's never been on the show. Like, and then what also pissed me off, too, is when she wrote, also, this is a real job and as a woman. I'm like, no, you don't get to, like, pull as the woman card. Like, because what if I wrote back? Well, as women who write this account, like, you know, like, it just felt very, like, this was literally a joke. Like, we're stirring the pot. Like, okay.
It's a reach, Captain Sandy. It's a reach.
You know, I'm going to use her last name against her. This DM was a yawn.
I thought Below Deck this week was kind of yawn. I loved seeing Hannah with the kids, like knowing that she's pregnant. I thought she was amazing.
Do you think
with
she was
them.
Pregnant on the show? When do we think?
Absolutely
this
not. Absolutely.
Okay.
No, she's only 5 months pregnant. They're like probably finished filming in the fall.
I wonder if they went back, if they edited though. Like, I wonder if she's like this with kids in general, and they're just editing. I'm thinking that because it's word on the street is that she gets fired this season. You know. And that's why that Bugsy's going to come back. I wonder if now they're going to give her a nice exit because she's announced she's pregnant.
Well, because, like, supposedly they're, like, editing Peter out, which he was in just as much. I did feel like they were making him seem like a bad guy, though. I feel like they were doing a pretty good job of it.
And they re-edited it to make him worse.
I mean, I don't think it takes a lot of editing to do that, to be honest.
No, I think they're just probably adding clips back in.
Right.
And then I just, yeah, I mean, it's just interesting because they're like showing Hannah with the kids, but then they're also showing Peter with the kid. And I was like, I don't need to see that. I did think it was really cute though when the kid was singing Brown Eyed Girl, because it's like,
that was sweet.
Wait, not Brown Eyed Girl. What song was he singing? Whatever Roy Orbison.
Wasn't it like Pretty Woman Walking Down the Street?
Pretty yes. Woman.
Thank you.
Walking down the street.
That reminds me of Full House. I think Uncle Jesse might have sang that to Aunt Becky or something.
I mean, it makes me think of the movie Pretty Woman.
Oh, actually, that doesn't make me think
no, about I'm saying, I'm just saying
at that, all, which I, if that movie's on, I'll always watch it.
Oh, I mean, just like huge mistake.
No, I like it at the end where he's like, you got a dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Oh, I was like, please continue. I'm in.
You know the guy that's at the beginning and the end, like, come to Hollywood, baby. Mm. You've got a dream.
Yeah, no.
Am I saying the wrong line?
No, I don't. I was just saying it makes me think of Pretty Woman when Julia Roberts is walking down Rodeo doing her shopping. I don't even know if that's the song that's playing. It's just the movie's also called Pretty Woman. So it just makes me think of that.
Yeah, it must be in that movie.
What's happening? I'm so sorry.
I'm really, 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 really attracted to Alex and Rob.
Rob is surprising to me. Alex is not.
Oh.
For you.
For your attraction levels. Oh, I think Alex is a babe. And I also think Rob's a babe. And I like that and Jessica are hooking up. And I like that they did not have sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I like about... especially considering there was like, it was so misogynistic the last season of Below Deck, is what I liked is after they had this chat, you know, with Sandy and Malia about being called sweetheart, which again, Peter didn't even know that they were talking about him.
It's so pathetic. How did he not know that?
I love the editing though, when they went back and they showed every time he called her sweetheart, you know? But I liked that when he kind of tried to talk shit with the other guys about it, they're like, nah, I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Like refreshing. Wow.
Wow. And I like that Rob came up to her and was like, did I do something? Like, he was all nervous about it. And she's like, no, it's not like, you.
You know that meeting wasn't about you.
Right.
And he's like,
right.
Oh, okay. And Rob and his little tattoo for his mom.
He's a little sweetheart.
I know. I think he's apparently the one that's dating Madison from Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Oh.
Again, didn't watch that one, so not 100% sure, but I believe that they are dating right now.
Interesting. Fun fact.
Fun fact. So, yeah, so then, you know, we're at the end of the charter. Everything's gone well. We're doing a tip meeting, and Sandy's like, you guys, some of you might know who I'm bringing back. But don't worry. Production put me up to this because I don't hire. I'm a woman who just gets to the bridge. Okay? It wasn't me. They forced me to do this. But I'm going to smile in delight because I'm secretly stoked.
And Bugsy is back. I think it's really interesting, her and Malia's like amazing friendship. They've clearly traveled a ton together. She's met her parents, Bugsy's parents. So I like also that Malia said, you know, just because Bugsy's coming back, like, it doesn't mean like we have to have bad blood, Hannah. I feel like Malia is doing such a good job as a manager. She is like super straightforward. She isn't passive aggressive. She tells them what she wants, what she needs. She's really communicative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's really rocking it this season.
Okay. Now, was I the only one that didn't realize that her name wasn't actually Bugsy? And her name is Christina Drake. They showed Christina Bugsy Drake. And I was
I never really thought much about it.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, but...
clearly that's a nickname, I guess.
Well, yeah, but it just like, what's it from? I have a lot of questions. Maybe we'll find out this season.
This season on Below Deck.
And then, so then she also like wore a really interesting outfit.
There was so much going on. Like, there's gigantic earrings, and then it looked like almost like a Lily Pulitzer print.
But like jungle print, like jungle Lily Pulitzer that also matched her luggage.
There was a lot going on for me.
Mm-hmm.
Was she wearing a hat as well?
No, she had an umbrella.
Oh, okay.
That said the Wellington. Who gave her that? Must have been production. Those little snaky snakes. And it's like building it up.
We know the girl that was on the producer of this.
Oh, yeah. Nadine. She's great. But also today I was talking to like one of my like coworkers and he was telling me how he's been watching Million Dollar Listing.
Oh, yeah. I watched.
I was like, well, have you gotten into Below Deck yet? Because I feel like usually that – we've talked about this, right? Like that's the gateway drug, if you will. And he's like, I can't because I know one of the girls that was on it. And I'm like – It hurts my feelings how long you've kept this from me. And he is like, I didn't know I was supposed to tell me. Like, you knew.
Who was it?
So remember Lauren from, she was like the third stew and she knew Bobby, the brunette.
Oh, uh-huh.
Anyways, he gave me zero dirt on it. And I was like, cool, tell me something. He's like, oh, there's not much to tell. I was like, well, I have to go to a meeting now.
You're like,
I thought it was like funny that. He's like, oh, yeah, I knew one of the people. I'm like, what? If we knew any of the people, like, we're always shouting it from the rooftops.
I would like to know more about it.
I know. I also feel like Hannah felt like, it just felt like they were setting Hannah up when I thought she's actually had a really good season so far.
I would be very interested. Like, I do not think Hannah, I think Hannah's going to make the whole season. What do you think? I think she's like, this is, we know she's not going to come back because she's a mom and she's not going to come back.
I think she's going to leave like with two charters left or something. Because okay. I think what they have to do is like, right, Kate's gone, Hannah's gone now. Like they almost have to set it up of like why we should like this person as first stew.
Got it.
What are your thoughts on that?
I just think that she's going to stay like the whole season. And Bugsy is just...
Somebody mentioned that they think Aisha is also coming back.
Who's that?
Aisha, she was the one that dated Jack from last season.
Oh, I'm so bad with names.
I know.
I gotta see. I'm a visual learner, guys.
And then they're also saying that they think maybe that Brooke, who was like once dated Joelle, that she might be the other chief stew.
She was kind of flat. Like,
I'm like, boring.
Yeah, she was flat.
But I'm interested in seeing, like, if, like, Bugsy... Like, I don't want Bugsy to come in and be like, you are the worst chief stew, like she did at the end of her season. But, like, I would watch. I mean...
It will be an interesting shakeup.
Just give us another blonde chief stew.
Yeah. But you have to be blonde to be chief stew.
Yeah, that is a definite requirement.
Write that on your CV, blonde.
And if you're on Below Deck Med, you have to have an accent.
Wait, going back to Million Dollar Listing. So
yes, please.
Last night on the episode, Tracy, she got divorced. I think this is her third season. So she did the first season with her husband. Last season, she was starting the divorce. This is her third season. And she owns this house in Brentwood, and they bought it in 2009 for $13.5 million. She is trying to ask $23.9 million for it now.
Sounds like she should be listing that on Selling Sunset.
It just like is, well, I don't think she's going to get that price, but I'm also like,
Watch what happens.
But I have so many questions. I'm like, what? I didn't know they had that much money. How did you get the divorce how did you get the house in the divorce?
Mm-hmm. Just like you'd love to see the inner workings of like who got what and like where that money went and who had, like, is she that successful as a real estate agent to be, he had to have had money too, right?
It just seems like that's a dual income and of $13 million. And some family money or something, because honestly.
Wait, is he still single?
He's so hot, Courtney. Oh,
out of my league then.
Gosh, he is gorgeous.
I'll go for someone else. Is Ashton available?
But then I know Josh Altman and like they bought fixer uppers and he seems more successful than Tracy. I don't know. Who knows how this all works?
Okay,
so
you can MKPI that.
I've just been watching. I'll never forget Josh Flagg's 21st birthday and his grandmother Edith.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, I'm enjoying. I always like to watch the real estate shows.
One thing before we move on, I just wanted to, can we discuss Britney for a few minutes, Britney Spears? Because, like, I feel like we have time because we're not rushing. It makes my heart
sad.
I have questions. Who is buying these shirts for her? How many pairs of the same low-rise khaki shorts does she own? When did she get the nautical star tattoos in her life? What's going on with the tooth gap?
A crown has slipped, maybe, or a cap.
Rinna, something. Give it back.
It just breaks my heart.
Is her boyfriend really like Child Protective Services or something is coming over, like a therapist? I just don't get it. Okay. Who's recording these videos for her? Like, what's with the eyeliner? Like, worried.
I think she's just like stunted though.
Yes, I think is very much. And, but it's like also worrisome when she posts these videos.
I am just like on a lot of medications. A lot of medications and maybe some recreational things.
Poor Britney.
It's a very tragic story.
It's just, I mean, it's, yeah. Also, we did mention Rinna, and today Rinna posted about she basically got let go from QVC because, so she says it's because she has opinions. So she wrote, "I'm sad to report, it would now seem I can't use my platform to inform or question or say how I feel politically because the Karens have bombarded QVC begging them to fire me and saying they will no longer buy my clothes. It's a shame that I must be muzzled in order to support my family, but that is just what it is. Remember, you know how I feel. Use your voice and vote."
I hope QVC does not fire her. That's super not fair.
Well, so there's twofold, right? Now there's a costume in question from, I think we've talked about this, from like 5 years ago. Like her and Harry went as Vicious and Nancy, and Harry dumbly wore like a swastika shirt.
Yes.
And people are, you know, this is like resurfaced now. People were DMing it to Andy, and he was like, "We put this to rest like years ago, like enough," kind of thing. And so I'm curious if people are reporting that to QVC or if it really is based on her, like, she's been really active in getting people out in the vote and against Trump and, you know, Black Lives Matter and everything. So I'm curious, like, what's being sent over to QVC. And I think that's I don't know. It just seems.
Who actually buys stuff on QVC? Like, I'm serious. I'd like to know if people buy stuff on QVC.
I mean, I would think, like, Shannon sold, didn't she sell her cream cheese salmon on QVC?
I mean, people are buying stuff on QVC. I'm sure there's, like, QVC, like, lovers, and they have it on in the background all day. And mm-hmm. I'd like to know more about those people. That could be a show in itself.
Mary, you have a lot to do this summer. I also think,
I don't know what channel QVC's on.
Oh, it's channel Q. PC. I just think it's, like, I feel like I'd buy stuff at QVC at like 3 a.m. when I can't sleep. Like, I'd be curious to see the hours of when they have things sell because I bet that 1 to 3 a.m. time zone is like it's going like really wild. Popular. Yep, I'm like, I do need that mop that can also be a vacuum.
And Bethany also sells, or is that Home Shopping Network? It's all the same, kind of, right?
Yeah, I think they all have similar business models.
Bethany's clothes are horrible. Like, the jeans, she was wearing these jeans that had, like, studs all over them. Like, hundreds of studs, you guys. I was like, who is buying these jeans? It's just, she also
It's TJ Maxx that's buying them when they don't sell at Nordstrom. I guess maybe Nordstrom Rack.
I told you about my Spanx, the skinny girl Spanx from Nordstrom Rack that I love.
Great. But again, you should be a yummy tummy girl, but that's fine. We're your skinny girl. Holla!
Actually, speaking of that, that's a great transition. That's a
great segue.
So we are recapping. This aired March 4th, 2008. It was originally going to be called The Manhattan Moms. Eventually became a New York Housewives, obviously. And let's do these taglines, Court.
So guys, I just want to start off and say how much fun this, like, watching, recapping and, like, watching the first episodes of this, all the seasons, it's like there's such magic because
It's refreshing. It's
they're not plotting their storylines yet because they don't know that that's what they need to be doing. Like, they're not coached. This is just...
You're truly just watching their lives. This was, like, behind the gates. This is Hampton Society. Mm-hmm. And
we get a backseat in the driven car.
Exactly. And they actually kept these taglines for seasons 1, 2, and 3, mm-hmm. which is wild to me.
Yeah. Now it's like every season we await the new tagline, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Countess was, I never feel guilty about being privileged.
And there was... I think there's like the lines actually longer, but they cut it, the second part out. Mm. I also have a lot of knowledge about this episode, and we're unclear why, you guys. I'm convinced that I've talked about this episode somewhere, somehow before, but we don't know because Courtney says we didn't.
Well, and I don't know.
No memory, so...
Honestly, in the 3 years that we've 3.5 years we've been podcasting, we might have at one point talked about it, but you feel like it's been in the past 6 months. Like, you feel it's recent. Like, you were texting me being like, I have vivid memories about this episode. like I was texting, and I texted you something that started in the beginning. You're like, Allie Fat Camp, yeah, huh? Like, what? I haven't even gotten there yet.
And you guys, we know I have no memory. So... It's just really weird. And once again, I don't remember why I've watched it recently, but I have. Okay.
I feel like maybe it was just on TV, maybe, and you caught it.
Maybe. Okay, so Ramona. I like making my own money. I find that an aphrodisiac.
And then it was like, and like, Bethany, she's like, New York City is my playground.
Jill. I run with a fabulous circle of people.
And then Alex, to a certain group of people in New York, status is everything. And they cut out her saying, especially to me and Simon.
I mean, they're literally trolling her in the taglines. To a certain group of people in New York, status is everything. Like, they're like the couple that has to live in Brooklyn. That hotel job is pretty shady.
Because did you notice she was also doing what is that called? Graphic design for the hotel.
Well, she made Bethany's graphic design for Skinny Girl. With Comic Sans for realsies, guys. With Comic Sans. And Bethany also came out with a jam this week that I'm really interested in trying. I think they only have it on the East Coast.
Maybe get it shipped that in Lover Boy.
Yeah.
But okay, so we meet Ramona first.
She's just proud of being sexy. And she's just like, I still have it. She has not changed.
She hasn't changed.
At all. I'm the sexy, cool mom.
Avery could not be more embarrassed again. Avery always reminded me of Luna Lovegood from the Harry Potter series. Like, sorry for that random drop of a fact, but I always thought they looked exactly alike in the movies. But she's got the... Avery is such the, like, pre-Gossip Girl. Like, she's like Jenny.
She is the very sassy teenage girl that is like, Mom, don't embarrass me, and like has super manners, is like, very conservative.
Right. Yeah.
And basically, her job is, she basically has like an overstock.com.
Yeah, totally. I thought we had True Faith, True Renewal. I didn't realize that she was buying all the extras. Like, man, Sonia would love her.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to that business.
Do we think it was a real one?
I actually do.
Because she wanted to tell Avery. It's also weird, the foreshadowing this too, right? She basically told, like, she was telling Avery, like, I want you to be financially independent. Like, you don't need to rely on a man, even though I'm married to my hunky husband, Mario.
And Mario sells religious bracelets. Mm-hmm. Angels are really in this year, this season of 2008. And
bless up.
And they met at the gym, and he had been eyeing her at the gym, and they went to a bar, and he went up to her and was like, hey, are you the girl at the gym that wears the G-string with the ruffle? And she's like, yeah.
The black G-string with the green ruffle.
Oh.
But then I started thinking, too, Ramona said she was at the bar with her sister. We've never met her sister.
Very true. Very true.
Where is this other Ramona? Are they similar? Are they opposites? Like, I have so many questions.
Don't you also feel like, okay, I feel like right now Ramona's trying to be like the sexy, fun, I have it all girl. Yeah. And then in a few seasons, she kind of goes into like the conservative girl. Like, we don't act like this. We're ladies. We're Upper East Siders.
Right.
So I'm curious when that kind of transitions. Because right now she's trying to be like the cool girl.
Yeah, she's like, we're MILFs.
Yes. Literally, you know. She says MILFs. And she's like, I don't like all those Daffy Duck lips right now and the chipmunk faces.
Yeah. So they went to, it wasn't, again, not Dr. Sharon Geezy, but it was another doctor. And she, but it was just so funny, too, because I was like, who has, like, I bet she's had lip injections by now.
She got her boobs done. I mean, she's.
Definitely her nose. She's doing fillers. She, I mean, she looks
I think she's had, like, a mini facelift, like Tamara. I like, yeah. I like, you know, I will say something nice about Tamara. I like that Tamara admits to what she's gotten done. It's like, there's no shame in that game.
Well, you know, now she thinks she could be a member of RONI.
It's just ridiculous. So embarrassing.
Like, you couldn't, I was like, you couldn't even afford to live in Alex's Brooklyn house, okay? Like, get out of here.
Cut okay, next, next up, we meet Jill. And she's very much in the Manhattan Circle. She even shows us her mail of all the amazing invites she's gotten just from today. Just from today.
And she's like, oh, do you guys want to check my mail? Yeah, let's go. Oh, Tom Ford? Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Like, oh, we do have a house in East Hampton, so I got an invite for Hamptons. Like, she was – Jill was so, like, look at what I got. I'm here.
She was actually the perfect character for this.
100%.
Because you want to see how much money they have. They had they had her going around with a driver, and they put across like $1,000 a week for her driver. They're definitely plugging their businesses. They're Bobby and Jill Zarin's fabric. You know, they're trying.
But we've done movies since the 1937. It's a family business. Like, I feel like it's like an SNL sketch.
It's very showy, but I so love it. And she's, well, you know, we just choose to live in New York because it's the center of the universe. And we could live anywhere in the world, but we choose to live here. And the Hamptons, because I don't want to be alone.
And she's like, I mean, if you can believe, I didn't grow up in New York. I grew up in Long Island or whatever. I'm like, we can tell.
She said she grew up in the Jewish ghetto. And then I liked hearing her story. Like, she's like, I had my daughter, Allie. You know, we tried for
three years.
We tried for 3 years. And this episode's really about Allison and Bobby's relationship and rather lack thereof a relationship. And it's, I think it's just like that awkward teenage age. And it's that Bobby, God, what a stand-up guy. He's like, I want to be the caretaker. I want to take care of all these women, and, like, I'll get you the plane, and, you know. But they're just kind of, I feel like, at this awkward moment. And
well, it's also interesting, too, because Bobby, it's not like Bobby's a new stepdad for Allie either. Like, he's been there for 7 years of her life, and the relationship's just not there. Like, Jill will be like, go see the clothes Allie's trying on. And I'm like, okay, if my stepdad, when I was 14... like, was like, please try on the clothes, I'd be like,
creepy.
So creepy. And I don't think Bobby was creepy. I just think him. I think Jill requesting him to see it was creepy on Jill. Like,
what? I think they were just trying to force a relationship with them. And it's just like those teenage years, you don't want to be around your parents at all in any capacity. But
no, I mean, she wanted Bobby to show Bobby the clothes because Bobby clearly paid for them.
Right.
So it's like, let me show you what you bought kind of thing. But then he's like on the computer the whole time, too. He's like, gotta sell some fabric.
I'm really curious. I would love a Jill Zarin rug. I actually looked them up. They're not that expensive at all.
A lot of them are on sale.
And they're really kind of cute. And apparently, like, they like are really spill proof. I'm kind of interested.
Okay, so then we don't really get a lot of Bethany this season, you know, or this episode. So we meet Bethany, and Bethany is kind of, she's at the level like where she's trying to aspire. She says it right there. She wants to be a modern day like Martha Stewart. Like she, and Bethany literally, everything she said she wanted in this episode, she got.
And yeah, she said, I want to live downtown in a loft. I want one kid. She also gives us like
her. She total... wanted to marry Jason. No, she married the wrong Jason. But
she married the wrong Jason. But she's very much like, I was an orphan. I raised myself. My dad was a horse trainer. I'm also a runaway bride. She just lays it all out there. That's for sure. And she just has like kind of this awkward dinner. She says she's already drunk when Jason shows up. Mm-hmm. You could tell she was definitely like on.
Yeah. She like, I felt like Jason, when she like came, she's like, I'm already drunk. And she's like asking him questions. And he's like, who, what?
Like, he's like, stop, please stop. Please.
Like, dears, you're in the headlights. Like, please stop. Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was funny, though. But and then that's kind of like all we saw of Bethany, except for her making fun of the Hamptons later.
Which
maybe that's why she bought the Hamptons house on the freeway, on the highway. Because she didn't want it. She never wanted to do that. She don't need it. She thinks it's weird. It's a display of wealth. I'm anti. But the real star of this episode, I thought, was Alex and Simon. They were the stars.
They're one person in two bodies. And they met on the dating site. And just...
Do we know exactly... Like, it makes me think, like, remember we heard about how when she gave birth to one of the kids that Simon, sorry, ejaculated on her?
What? No. Wait. What?
Yeah.
Wait. She was having the baby and he came on her? Dear, yeah. No.
No, I'm not joking.
Wait. Okay, we got to move forward. I can't even talk about that. That's disgusting. They very much are trying to get into New York society. They joined the Met. They want to buy all the fancy clothes to fit in, but they don't fit in. They live in a townhouse in Brooklyn that's $2.2 million. Like, but then I think it's super funny. Like, they have to get this French au pair. I'm like, you got the au pair because the au pair is cheaper to have than a nanny.
Why is that?
Because you're like providing them housing, and it's like an exchange program more.
I just want to show you this title.
Real Housewives Simon Van ejaculated on his wife while she gave birth. That's disgusting. We might need to post that tomorrow. Can you send me that article?
I don't know if we need to post that. Someone might say spoiler alert.
But it was just like, it's really funny. So everyone else goes to the Hamptons, but Alex and Simon, whenever they come on screen, they like play like classical music, which I thought was really funny. And they go to St. Bart's and they're running around in Speedos and thongs. I was just like, oh my God.
I was cracking up. Like, they're very like, yes, yeah, some people like to go to the Hamptons, but we go to St. Bart because they speak French there. I was like, I think you could go to Le Patisserie downtown in New York and they could probably speak French to you there. Like, anyone, make sure that they're doing their kids a disservice if they don't speak another language. And like, they're like, Johan or Francois. Francois, say parlez-vous un apple. And he's like, now. It's like, now.
And then we basically watch them do a fashion show. Alex do a fashion show for Simon, and she just calls it wearable art. And they're, you know,
we don't invest in regular art; we invest in fashion.
I did love that one dress that she ends up wearing to the Met the one night,
the leopard one.
It's gorgeous, and she really.
I liked the other one too. I thought when she said like, "Oh, I don't even think I have to tailor it." It was kind of like the black was coming from her nether regions, but I thought that I just thought. No. I was thinking, Alex really does have a model body.
Absolutely. Like, she could have put on anything, and she looked fantastic. I just wanted to blow dry her hair, like, give her a good blowout. But, so, like, one of the dresses is $8,000. So, they say that they bought...
Yeah, you have a whole conspiracy about
this. No, this happened. They say they bought 23 pieces, and that it was, like, under six figures.
More than five figures, but under six. It was like...
So is that $10,000 or $99,000?
I was like, well, I was like, if it's more than five, that's six, but it's less than six, so that's five. And I was like, cannot compute. It's like that meme, you know, where like the girl's like, huh? And there's like all the things behind, like all the like quadratic equations or whatnot.
I heard they bought like one thing.
Was it, remember?
The dress that she wore at the Met.
Now, Alex is someone who definitely would be benefiting from Rent the Runway.
Absolutely.
Like, she's probably like so pissed that existed. Like, oh, these outfits I could have worn to the Met. I remember too, it wasn't this episode, but they go to the Met and then she like makes the top 25 of best dressed women from the Met.
Oh, it was such, oh my God. Good for her.
No, I mean, she looked great, but I remember them being like, oh, they're like, oh, let's check the newspaper. She's like, oh, well, there I am. Like, oh.
It was so funny because they were really like trying to get into this New York society. And that was like the most important thing to them. Meanwhile, Luann, she is in society. She's married to the Count. He travels a lot without her. I felt like that was like, I know, I felt like that was her being like, well, he cheats on me.
Yeah, it's not cheating because I'm aware of it. It's just an open relationship. And she's like, but that's okay because I love to stay in New York, but not downtown unless I'm with my niece, Nicole. Otherwise, I'm only up here.
Adams.
I don't go downtown for a spa when they went to the Russian spa this season. Like,
only for probation.
Yeah. How the mighty have literally fallen.
And then we get to see Rosanna, the housekeeper. And Rosanna does everything. The poor Rosanna, they get a new dog, Ashton, because, you know, Aston Martin, like the car. So they wanted to get one dog, Aston, which Lou still has. And I guess they never got that dog, Martin.
And I don't think they ever got an Aston Martin. So one third of that dream came true. but I was also thinking, like, oh my God, some of these dogs, like, we had like Cookie to Boo Boo, we had Coco.
Coco's still kicking.
Yeah, she's ageless, like Ramona. That's what Ramona likes to post. And then we still have Aston. Like, these dogs are getting old. I'm getting nervous. Cookie,
R.I.P. R.I.P. Cookie.
Cookie to Boo Boo, banana bread.
But yeah, this poor God. If Rosanna could do a tell-all right now,
I would love Pickles. I would love Rosanna. I would like Rocio from LVP. Like, I want to know the ones that Kyle's housekeepers that she yelled at earlier this season. Like, I would love to have a tell-all, like a E! True Hollywood Story. Remember that? Right. They should bring that back.
Zoella.
Yeah. Oh man.
Zoella's would be wild.
Zoella.
She lived in.
Yeah, but so, Lou was like, well, I basically say what I want done, and then Rosanna executes it. Like, we're like, we got it, so you boss her around and you treat her. you literally treat her as the help.
Right.
Like, very much so. And she's like, yeah, Lou runs operations, Rosanna executes. I'm excited to see, like, because Lou, this was just such, like, it's just such a fall from where she came from, like where she is now. And I think, again, this is her best season, the current one now that we're on hiatus from. But it's just like where she's like, yeah, we go to the Hamptons. Yeah, like my husband, oh yeah, he gave the Statue of Liberty to the French to give to US. So, and like the Suez Canal, yeah, that's my husband. I'm like, somehow I think he just is like lucky.
Right. I wonder where he is now.
I believe he married an Egyptian woman.
Oh.
So there's a new countess in town.
I got it.
I wonder if it's like countess face-offs.
Maybe. I like how Jill was like, I think it's really cool that Luann's a countess. Like, she owned that. But you can already tell that Ramona and Jill they're not friends. They are tennis friends. Mm-hmm. But they both, like, Jill's like, how can I beat Ramona? Like, what's her weak spot? And the tennis pro's like, her backhand, duh.
And she's like, and Jill's like, huh, never noticed that. Okay. Hit it to the backhand. Like, it's so funny because it's also like Ramona lives rent-free in Jill's head. Like, Ramona, I think, literally to Jill just like does it because she knows it'll piss Jill off. Well, like, if Jill never gave her the attention, Ramona would be like, whatever, I've got 60 girlfriends.
And she even, like, said, like, at one point, like, cheers to good girlfriends. I just thought that was really funny. But Ramona it's like, we've seen this scene so many times. Ramona flirting with a tennis pro with their shirt off, has one of her friends, Missy, not the Missy. Is it the Missy?
That's the Missy.
That is
and the Joni Missy. Too. Like they show us too in the beginning when we meet Ramona, like she's dancing, and we'll see that in like episode 4. They show that scene and it's her dancing and Tom is there from Don't Let It Be About Tom,
right.
The Regency Tom.
Luann's ex-husband. These are,
yes, of D'Agostino Tom. Yeah. Yes. But we'll see it. Like they've all been there. They've been there since the beginning.
Right. And then the other part is that Allie is going to basically go to a quote unquote detox camp for her arthritis, but it seems like it's more of a fat camp.
And again, I love fat camp. We've talked about this before, how we need it to come back. Like fat camp is great, but she's only going for 7 days. So the guy who's doing it, he wrote a book, How to Lose 21 Pounds in 21 Days. And I was like, it's a not healthy way. Like we've seen Biggest Loser on television. Okay. Like basically you're just going to be like running all day, you know, and eating 500 calories. But Allie's got arthritis.
So she's going to go. Bobby gets the plane. And we kind of already talked about that. Him being the caretaker, and they're just all awkward together. But so then we get this other scene of Ramona by her pool with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's not very nice to her friend, Cindy.
She's not at all. Well, Ramona's like, everyone loves to flirt with my husband. And then they start like talking about pole dancing. Avery's like, Mom, you're embarrassing me. Like, what are you doing? Like, oh, Mom. And then they're calling each other like MILFs. And then there's like
an because Avery is grossed out by lesbians.
Right. She says,
she's like, ew, gross. You guys kissed. You're lesbos. I was like, okay. I was like, that would never, like all this stuff that happens, like very much. Like they said so many things throughout this episode that I was like, not PC. Never would fly today.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and then Ramona gets really mad at her friend Cindy for talking about strip dancing. And
like changes the tone. Like it was almost like a record scratch. Like,
yeah.
And no, that's just not.
Yeah, well, Ramona's like, she's so like a therapist talk. Like, I don't like the way that you said that.
Your face right now actually just really got me nervous because you had this like straight face. Like,
well, because that's what she did. She got super serious and was like, I don't like the way that you said that about pole dancing. And then she aggressively
pushed each other.
But it was like, I was like, someone's gonna get hurt. Like, this is like, this isn't funny anymore. And then Ramona's trying to get like drown her dog, basically.
Well, Cindy ends up pushing Ramona in the pool, which made me think of when she said to Kristen, take me, like, who are you to get me wet?
Right. Like, and
remember
then,
that?
Yeah, and then she threw the glass at her, and it hit her in her tooth?
Yeah, so, or her lip or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was like so – well, I think the who are you to get me wet actually maybe happened on a yacht for some reason. I'm getting a yacht
feeling. No, remember when they were on those canoes and – and Kristen got Ramona's hair wet, and Ramona got really upset about that and then threw the wine glass in the water at Kristen, and it hit her lip?
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Oh.
I was just thinking maybe that line was like that they were on the top of a boat or something. Ramona was below, and they poured water. I think these are two separate incidents, so my bad on it. But it just made me think of that. And then her friend Cindy, and then she's like, I'm going to drown your dog. Like, what?
It like, escalated Cindy quickly.
Cindy was nervous as hell. Like, she was real worried about that, right. Which means that's because Ramona's done something before that Cindy's like, I know what she's capable of.
Trigger warning.
What has she done?
And that was kind of the episode. It was just like, it was a refreshing look. It wasn't false advertisement. It was like, Jill just didn't like Ramona for no reason.
But she wanted Ramona to like her. Because we know in the next episode, Ramona has a cooking party and doesn't invite Jill, but has invited Luann. And Jill's like, oh, I didn't know you were cooking.
Well, and also it seems like Lou's like the highest. Like, she's the countess and seems like she has the most money. Nobody cared about Bethany.
She's the Bethany at this point.
Bethany had no money. And Alex was just trying to be a social climber.
Yeah, I'd say it went Luann, and it was only five of them. It was like Luann,
Jill Ramona,
and then
Alex,
Bethany.
No, Alex. No,
Alex above?
Bethany literally couldn't even pay her rent.
I know, but I felt like Bethany was still invited to play. Like, she was still accepted more than Alex and Simon were.
I'd agree with that. Everyone's just like, who's this Australian man in Speedo?
I mean, I got. Well, I also was like laughing too, to go back to when they were shopping. He's like,
I'm going to go next door because things are getting stiff.
And I was like, and I mean, did you not remember? Like, it stuck with me. And he literally went next door to get a drink. And I was like, okay, she's just modeling clothes. But then again, he ejaculated on her when she gave birth. So I don't know. Things are weird. Who would have thought that they would have been the ones who stayed together, though? Good for them.
Yeah, they really are two people. They are two people in one.
One person in two bodies. Sorry, one person, two bodies. So, I mean, good for them. Like, Johan face.
Guys, it was very fun to watch it. Atlanta next week, 4th of July. We're coming in hot with Atlanta and
Hotlanta.
I guess we'll just chat soon.
Yeah, bye everyone.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.